We're back, Jets fans, with another trailer for the upcoming Jetstream Championship Chronicles series. The first player we'll hear from is midfielder Noel Spencer, as he describes the sight of the gold banner covering the end of the stadium in the 2008 Grand Final.
Yeah, it was a little bit surreal. I mean, like I said, I was fortunate enough to play in two A-League Grand Finals, one losing and one winning, but you know, it was always difficult because there were so many good mates of mine that were in the opposite team, you know. So it was, it was always a little bit of a surreal feeling and a little bit, obviously my heart was at Newcastle 100%. But, to sort of walk out the tunnel and then obviously look to your left and then the Mariners fans and you think, okay, yeah, whatever. You look to the right and you've got all the, you know, the squadron and everyone in the stadium, you know, singing and cheering. Yeah, for me, it was like, you know, I've experienced some good things with that club there. And obviously now I'm a Newcastle player and I thoroughly enjoyed, you know, the moment with these guys. And I'm now a Newcastle Jets, not a Mariner, you know. So it was a little bit surreal. But, tremendous support from Newcastle. Very loyal people. Love their sport up in the Hunter. And, you know, that's another thing, like I said to the boys, that, you know, the celebrations, if we can deliver for this town, well, you'll never forget it for the rest of your life, you know. And I think, a few home truths and what it's all about to win a championship, that's what it's all about. But, yeah, no, tremendous fans. And, you know, I think that day they got us over the line as well.
We'll again hear from Tarek Elrich, as this time he talks about the team gelling as the season progressed, which culminated in the pressure of the Raw preliminary final at home.
Oh, no way. Yeah, but that was just like, because everything kind of, we started off pretty crap, and then we had that rough patch, and then everything just kind of gelled. And, you know, Joel was scoring a free kick to win us a game late. I remember we played Victory over there, and they dominated us, but we won. And just everything was just going our way, you know? And even in that game, they scored that penalty late. The Puzo gives them that penalty against Brisbane. And they equalise, and we're just looking around thinking, oh, no. And then, bang, we had a good after that. So, lucky, you know, I think the first 10 for Song was a bit weak, but I think that was just a level, even it out a little bit. Yeah, because theirs wasn't a pen either. So, As you said, everyone I speak to, every time I'm in Newcastle, that's the moment everyone talks about. So, well, you know, for me to have that, to be a part of that, and something I'll be talking about for the rest of my life and sharing with my kids and grandkids, hopefully.
And finally, I spoke with Joe Wheelhouse when he felt that he played his best football during that season.
I think I was just able to contribute. Like, you know, back in the NSL days, I guess burst onto the scene and was a mainstay from the get-go. And then from season one in the A-League, you know, we brought in some very good players. And, you know, I played a season here and then had a few injuries, which didn't help. And then I was sort of in and out of the team. And that sort of happened, you know, for the first half of that championship season. I was, like you say, a bit of a mainstay in the team and thought I was contributing. I think it was just great that I was able to, you know, be able to contribute in a way that, you know, helped the team, whether it be, you know, defensively or with our passing sequences and setting up a few goals for the Griffel and the like. So, yeah, unfortunately, I wasn't there at the end of the season, but yeah, we supported the team through and through.
That ends another trailer for this, the Jetstream Championship Chronicles. As I've mentioned previously, the middle of November is when the first episode of this series will drop into your podcast inboxes. So be on the lookout. I'm sure you're all really excited, and I can't wait for you to hear it. Until next time, go the Jets.